It's time for Real Money with David Holland. Because David isn't just a radio personality, but also provides financial advice to clients, we must pause for a word from our compliance department.
David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, an investment advisory firm registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. The views and advice expressed by David Holland and guests are general in nature. No statements or opinions given during this radio program are to be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not to be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after a thorough analysis of an individual situation. An engagement of services to be offered are only in states where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. And now for the man who doesn't preach about cutting up credit cards, doesn't waste your time talking about which razor blades to buy, won't tell you to sell everything you own and buy gold, or ever use big words to impress you and talk over your head. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, David Holland.
Here he is. Welcome to the show. Been looking forward to talking to you, and I say be with you. You know, I'm in your car with you. I'm at home with you if you're listening to me at home, and I've been looking forward to this. I have actually asked Scott if he wouldn't mind waiting a couple of minutes, and he most generously agreed to hold off on our Fastest Five just for a couple of minutes so I could share something with you, which is really interesting. A couple quick things. First, I've been working, as you all have heard in listening to the program, on a lot of different projects that is basically about trying to help people know more about what to do with their money and how to plan their retirement, hence the radio show, hence the TV show, which starts Monday the 20th, and the book and the other things I've done. Well, I had an interesting thing happen over the weekend, and I wanted to share it with you because it was kind of neat. I'm eating at the Matanzas Inlet Restaurant, which is up north of Palm Coast, just inside of St. Johns County. We went there because of the restaurant has a special gluten-free menu, and my wife has gluten intolerance. It's actually celiacs, and she is very sensitive and careful with what she eats. And we found out that the owner of the restaurant had a similar situation. And anyway, the food was delightful, and we're sitting there eating, and I'm watching the kids and trying to keep them under control and all of that. And then I hear somebody talking behind me. I hadn't really been paying attention. All of a sudden, I hear Roth IRA. Now, that's not something most people talk about in their lunch conversation. So I got my ears perked up, and basically the couple were talking. I don't think they were married. I think they were, maybe there's friends. But anyway, a lady and a man, they were looked like they're in retirement age. And they were having conversation talking about their money. And it was very interesting because he was basically saying to her, you know, I think I'm doing the right thing. I'm not sure. And, you know, I've got this Roth IRA. I think I got to take money out of it when I turn 70 and a half. And I did this IRA rollover, and I'm thinking about putting more money in. And she said, well, and she was talking about her situation. And she said, you know, I've got this. This is what I'm doing. I'm taking money out every month. I'm not sure if it's going to work or not, but I'm counting on my broker. And I'm sitting there going, you know, if I weren't, you know, 40 minutes from my office, I would think this was somebody kind of setting me up, because they basically, that conversation is exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing for you, ladies and gentlemen, in doing this program, is those questions that everybody has, that's what we're trying to answer with the show and the TV and the book. So if you wonder why I do it, yes, we want people to let us manage their money. That's what we do as a company. But it's to help people like that. And so, of course, I made sure they knew about the radio and TV before I left the restaurant. So it was an interesting experience, and it kind of something I wanted to share with you. So that's why I do what I do. And no, you don't have to take distributions from a Roth IRA. That's one of the advantages. And you should not take money out of your investment portfolio for income. And in doing so, you risk dollar cost averaging, which I've talked about on the show a bunch of times, and it's on TV and it's in the book too. So I, of course, shared some of those things that I heard them say Didn't mean to eavesdrop, but a couple of things you said are not correct. So anyway, I don't have to eavesdrop on your conversations to tell you what's going on and what the right things are about your finances. You can get that right here on this radio program. And one other quick announcement, which we are very proud of, Holland Productions, which is the part of our company that does the TV radio book. We received, there were the recent Addy Awards, which is for advertising, and Holland Productions had two entries, and we got a bronze and a silver. Pretty cool stuff. So I think the silver one, which was for the book design, I think it's going to go to the regional competition. So pretty cool stuff. So we got a bronze for one, silver another, and of course our financial planning is gold plated. So, all right, we're going to, I got to laugh at Elisa on that one. Okay, so what we're going to do is we've got some good stuff here. We're going to go ahead and go to a quick break. When we come back, Scott has just been anxiously waiting there. He's just busting at the seams with stuff about the market and what's going on. Stick around, and we'll come back with the Fastest Five in Finance.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
All right. Well, you know what to do, Lisa. Hit it.
The Fastest 5 Minutes in Finance with Scott Connor.
It's time for that magical 5 minutes of the day. Scott, let's talk about what happened in the market and what we need to know about our portfolios.
Monday's market, another decent market Monday. Dow up 72 points, S&P up 9 points, NASDAQ up 27 points. So equity markets up. Some of the safe haven investments mostly unmoved. Gold virtually flat on the day. 10-year treasuries virtually flat on the day. Yield still inside of 2%. Oil up $2 to cross the $100 mark. Not crazy about that.
Well, no, that's not exciting. The thing that's notable that I would say from that is that everybody was a little bit anxious over, you know, the day before we had, last Friday was like an 80-point drop for the Dow.
Yeah.
Right? 89 points.
Yeah, worst week of the year.
Exactly. And people were like, oh, no, you know, it's starting to pull back. Well, then you see the market for Monday puts it back where it was. So,
yeah,
it's
really almost laughable that an 80-point down day is now notable, where it used to be an 80-point
exactly.
down day was thanks for the relief.
It's almost like the press or the media sometimes will write the, you know, if the market went down, they write the headline that says market pulls back, and they say, oh yeah, what was that number again? What was the number? Like, they fill in the number later.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter if it's 80 points or 300 points. They're going to still have the same kind of drama to their, well, it's, hey, look, they're selling papers, right?
Yeah. So overall, a more than decent day, I would say, today. And the S&P closed above the psychologically important 1350 level on Monday, 1351. So, I mean, there's reason to believe the momentum will continue, particularly in the face of Greece's parliament approving their deeply unpopular austerity bill and basically the city burning. But it looks like Greece has proven, at least to European powers that be, that they're going to do whatever they have to do to get this next big bailout.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that the European leaders, the Troika, that they're really ready to believe them.
Well, they're continuing to ask for more and more proof. But here's the funniest part. Well, I shouldn't say it's funny, because the whole situation is just a tragedy, and there's nothing good that's going to come of it. But the head of the Conservative Party in Greece is presumed to be the next prime minister.
Okay.
And he basically came out and said, just listen, people, let's just get this thing approved. Don't go crazy in the streets. Let's get the bailout payment.
Let's get the money.
Get the money, and then we'll renegotiate later.
Nice.
But don't tell anyone. So the whole thing is,
you know,
just
I have a real
a
simple solution for this. I've got it figured out. Okay, my kids have taught me what you do. You just need to do a pinky promise.
Oh, is that it?
And be all taken care of. Maybe that's what the next prime minister is. That's what he's saying. Hey, let's just give him a pinky promise. Let's get the $170 billion, and then we'll, you know, I didn't swear.
It's too many pinkies is the problem.
Too many pinkies in the pot.
Too many pinkies. Apple passed the $500 per share mark for the first time, only 6 months after passing the $400 mark.
Good holding.
Yeah, really terrific holding there. It has just been on the move. It doesn't seem like there's much of anything to get in its way. I mean, there are a couple of things on the radar there, like treatment of their labor supply chain, things like that. There's a lot of litigation going on between.
They got a spat with somebody. Who is it?
Samsung's the big one right now. So they've got a lot of litigation risk there, but they have so much money. I mean, you know, come on, just don't pick a fight with the biggest guy in the room.
No.
General Electric came out with some good news on Monday, said they were going to hire 5,000 veterans over the next 5 years and invest $580 million to expand its aviation footprint. So I think that's pretty good news.
I think it's pretty smart. You know, they like the veterans because they can think quickly on their feet and adapt. What is it? Adapt, improvise, overcome right there in the factory.
Yeah, and they've been trained, I mean, in some really heavily technical fields. So I think that was good news there. Pfizer was up on the day Monday after a new study showed potential uses for at least two of their cancer drugs. Seemed to be making good progress there. S&P Retail Index hit an all-time high on Monday. Dollar Tree, Limited Brands, and Priceline among top-performing stocks. We do receive earnings from Abercrombie & Fitch on Wednesday. They have had a really, really hard time keeping up. So we'll see how Abercrombie & Fitch
does. I'm telling you, it's the cologne. It's just too strong. Yeah. They need to get rid of the cologne and go to something more neutral, something that's not so strong, because it kills me. I couldn't go in there. I don't wear Abercrombie & Fitch. I don't know if that's my style. My wife would say I don't have any style. But the point is that I couldn't go in there if I wanted to. It's just too strong.
Yeah, their CEO is under a lot of pressure because
Maybe he likes it.
Not keeping up with this big boom in retail. Mm. Speaking of earnings, we have only 50 more companies scheduled, 50 of the S&P 500 companies scheduled to report results. So far, the earnings season got off to a very, very slow start, but it has worked its way all the way up to being average.
Okay.
And then finally, shares of News Corp were off today by a scandal that employees of The Sun, the UK flagship newspaper, were arrested over the weekend in a probe involving allegations of bribery. Not far off of the phone tapping scandal.
They just can't get their act together.
Nope. Tuesday's market, we get import-export prices, we get the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index, and earnings from MetLife. That's about all that's happening
right now. We'll see what Snoopy has to say. Hey, listen, let's take a quick break. We come back. I want to talk to you just a little bit further, Scott, about some of the stock picks and some of the things that people need to be thinking about. You know, we're big believers in a diversified portfolio, no-load funds, ETFs, but there are some stocks that we think are making sense right now, and we'll come back and talk a little bit about that. Stick around.
What if the process of creating your financial plan was easy, hassle-free, and straightforward? What if it was conducted by a friendly professional and there was nothing expected of you in return? It almost sounds too good to be true, right? It's the way David Holland has been doing business at his firm, Holland Financial, for over 15 years. Since day one, it has been David's mission to provide individuals with practical solutions for their retirement needs. Financial planning doesn't have to be complicated or stressful. To learn more about our services, visit us at hollandfinancial.com or call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your complimentary consultation. That number again is 888-747-7526.
All right, Lisa, let's break it down for them.
Now it's time for a breakdown from Finglish to English.
Okay, ask Scott to stay just for a minute longer. I know he's dying to get in there and start managing our portfolios. That's what he does. Now, Scott, you know, one of the things that people sometimes wonder, I think, is, well, look, all this stuff's going on. What should I be investing in? Of course, it's a very broad and open-ended question. And, you know, routinely we work with people and we talk about their individual needs because that's the way financial planning or investment should be done. But in general, we like no-load funds, low-cost mutual funds. We use Fidelity to hold the money. We don't hold the money. We keep it separate. So somebody comes in and wants to write a check to Holland Financial. They can't give us the money. We have Fidelity hold the money or wherever we're placing it. But we do like some of the individual stocks. And I thought a nice introduction we should start including in our show. We're always adapting and evolving here, ladies and gentlemen. Make it always better for you. Talk a little bit about some of the stocks that you like right now. You know, what are you looking at?
Well, we use individual equities as a return enhancement vehicle. So we don't have any portfolios that are all individual equities. Everything is sort of, I've heard it termed core and explore type of thing. The bulk of our portfolios are very well diversified through exchange-traded funds and mutual funds and things like that. And then we'll just sort of nip at the corners of the portfolio with some individual equities. And right now we're holding a couple of positions that I've been really happy with. We mentioned Apple. We've had Apple for almost a couple of years now.
Yeah.
We're up about 80% on it. And I don't see any, like I said, I don't see any reason to sell it anytime soon. So that holding has been terrific. Very much a growth type of a story. We're in a blood cancer company called Celgene, a biotech company that I've been really, really happy with. Most of that is product-based, and some of it was valuations. But, you know, we're using those to try to enhance return. Those are both what I would consider high beta or high risk names. And that's on purpose, because I figure if we're going to take the risk of being in an individual equity,
right,
and its job is to enhance return,
yeah,
let's try to get paid for it.
Yeah.
So we use a lot of different processes to try to.
We're still not loading up on it. We're just making it part of the overall portfolio.
Yeah. Our biggest single position is 3% of the portfolio.
Yeah. And that's maximum. And that's only on one of our most aggressive strategies.
That's right.
Yeah.
But we use a lot of different processes to screen stocks and look at stocks. And I think one thing that folks out there can benefit from is realizing that different markets reward different types of stock selection processes. So right now I'm using what's called a CAN-SLIM process, which is an acronym for current accounts, and it's kind of boring stuff. But
that was invented by the guy that does Investor Business Daily.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I'm using that process right now because I don't, although we have some momentum, it's not, I wouldn't call this a growth market necessarily. If you go back to 1999 or 2007, those were very much growth markets, and you could use more of a momentum, a beta type of a screening process. So it's important to be flexible in your screening process depending on what type of market you're in.
Yeah, because right now, for example, you're not going to look to load up on utilities.
Right. I think that market was last year.
It's more about emerging markets.
Emerging markets have been terrific this year, and we're looking at technology has been good. Now, I have not been able to bring myself to really fall in love with financials, but they've been terrific this year.
How about manufacturing? You know, there's a bit of this news that's coming out. Reuters had a nice report talking about big manufacturers are starting to look at the United States again, not only for the fact that labor relative to other countries is not so pricey by comparison, but also the challenges that some of these companies have faced with control over labor, control over quality, control over the supply chain, and also what you mentioned about Apple earlier about, you know, knowing who they're employing. Are they employing 12-year-olds?
Yeah. So a couple things about that. I'm happy that sector is moving, because another way that we try to enhance return is we will take sector bets that are not in individual stocks. So we actually have an industrials mutual fund that we've had in a couple of aggressive portfolios for a while. But what is happening largely in manufacturing is that if you think of it as sort of stretching an elastic or a rubber band, it can only stretch so far. And that's kind of where they are in that area right now. So the productivity is slowing, and that's because in order for companies to keep up with growth, they're getting as much out of their people as they can. That means if they're going to grow, they're going to have to take on new people.
And they can't necessarily do it with equipment and machinery, because you've got to have people ultimately to run it.
Yeah, and to innovate and to sell and all that kind of stuff. So
I mean, the computers are smarter, but they only do what you can tell them to do, and the artificial intelligence is not there necessarily for the innovation. So the productivity has turned back, and now there is some pent-up demand. And one of the things I keep reading again and again, including the manufacturing report we just talked about, is these companies are all looking for skilled workers. There are some 600,000 jobs potentially in the manufacturing sector that may go unfilled because of lack of skills, not lack of jobs.
Yep, and those veterans that we talked about earlier are terrific applicants for those.
Well, I'll take them any day of the week. All right. Well, that's it for this segment. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back. Thanks for listening.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
If you like what you hear, you'll love what you see. Watch Real Money with David Holland, the TV show, Mondays at 12:30 on West Channel 2, starting February 20th.
Okay, we're back, and Scott asked me, David, on the break, are you going to talk about the budget? I said, the president's budget. Yes, I am, but I am not going to be, I'm not going to beat on the president, okay? That's not my job, and I don't want to ever sound like that. But what I do want to do is point out some things, and I want to strip it. I want to strip down the truth, and I want to put you on alert and to put you on notice or have you put your guard up for certain things and kind of give you a heads up on where I think we're headed. And so let's talk about that. First off, let's be very candid here. Left, right, middle, conservative, liberal, let's just get that out of the way. Here's where we are. It's an election year. Let's not pretend it's anything other than that. So if the president in his proposal, in his budget, and it's a big, thick thing, it's huge. If he is proposing to jack taxes up on anybody, then he's not going to get a lot of warm reception at the House or the Congress, and he's going to have a really hard time. So it's dead on arrival. It's not going to have much success.
Regardless of what he says.
You think even if he comes? See, here's what I would like to see. Because what I see and what I've read so far, Scott, is that this is basically his telling voters, here's what I'm running on. If you reelect me, these are the things I want to do. And it's real clear. It's not a mystery. He's making it very clear. If you reelect me, I will raise taxes on the highest earning people in the country.
Yeah.
And I'm going to work hard to keep the health care. I'm going to do these things. And so it's really clear. And so what I would like to see is basically, you know, we pay presidents $400,000 a year. That's a pretty good gig. Okay, if you can take and you get everything paid for. In fact, they get like a $50,000 expense allowance.
And a pension.
And the pension is $200,000 a year for life.
And then you get speaking engagements and books.
It's not a bad gig. Now, here's the deal.
I don't want it, but
I'm not sure I would want the beating because it is a beating, and you know, even when we try to go light, it's still a beating. But here's the deal: we're going to be paying him or her, whoever is the next president. And there's not any women left, so we pretty much can say it's going to be a him. We're going to pay whoever it is, if it's Mr. Obama or if it's one of the Republicans. We're going to pay him about $1.6 million, 1.6 or so. So we're going to pay them $1.5 million to do something
over the course of the term,
exactly. Yeah. And then $200,000 the rest of their life. So I don't know how old's Obama, ballpark.
50.
Yeah, 50-ish maybe. Okay, I'll have to find out what it is. I should have known that before I talked about it, but. Okay, so he's got a good life expectancy of, I don't know, 30 more years, 40 more years. That's a lot of money. Okay, so for that, we should get a four-year plan that is really clear on what you're going to do. Now, let's be really fair about it, because I'm equally frustrated. I don't see that and hear that yet from the Republican contenders. You know, they talk about little sound bites, but they should have to submit it to us and say, let me see what you're going to do for the $1.6 million we're going to pay you for the 4 years and then the $200,000 a year for life.
Like Paul Ryan did. Something like that.
I'd like to see that. Now, let me caution you where we're headed here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care who's elected when I answer this. I care who's elected, but it doesn't matter who's elected because I think there is a really strong chance that all the stuff that's been done, if it's going to take control of both houses of the Congress, the House and the Senate, and the presidency to get something to happen before all the tax law changes occur January of 2013. Okay, so I think that's pretty unlikely to occur. Yep. So here's what all that means to you. Buckle up. Here it comes. Tax increases are coming. So what should you do about it? Well, it's time to hide. And when I say hide, it doesn't mean you take your marbles and go home. But you start looking at tax shelters. You start looking at tax strategies. You start planning. Because if they don't get it together, and I think it's very unlikely they will, regardless of who's elected, then you're going to see capital gain rates are going to go up. Dividends are going to be taxed as ordinary income. You're going to see the estate tax come back with a vengeance and be $1 million exemption, but the top bracketed 55% of whatever you got goes to the IRS. And all of these things are going to hit. And there's also the 3.8% tax on higher income people that goes to Medicare to help pay for all of that. So the taxes are going to be over 40% for ordinary income, 43, 44%. It's going to be a lot. And the stock market is not going to like that. So it's time to prepare for that now. No matter who's elected, prepare for that. All right. We'll come back with another segment. Stick around.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
Push the buttons and let's rock and roll here. Thank you, Scott. Head on back. Scott wanted to participate. He was dying to know what was going to happen with my budget talk, and it wasn't too bad. I just think we need to be on guard and be realistic about what's going to happen. It's like pulling a rabbit out of the hat to fix all these tax increases that are looming large and coming down right down the barrel. Okay, now we're going to go to Lisa. What do you got prepped up there? The 2 minute warning?
This is your 2 minute warning.
All right, 2 minute warning. Well, let me jump to the 2 minute warning, and we may come back and get something else if we have time. Here we go. Well, speaking of politics, with all of this stuff going on, the spammers are having a field day. The spammers are looking at the opportunity to prey on the fact that you're getting a lot of email and you are getting stuff from the different politicians and all that. So be really careful opening your email. If it's not something you requested or something you expected, delete it. If I get something that looks legitimate, but I didn't request it or I didn't expect it, I delete it. Okay? And that's from the good advice of our technology police here. Lisa keeps me on track. Now, the other thing going on are scams that are all related to this. They call you on the phone. So be careful. You don't know. They call you and they say, I'm calling, you know, whatever this organization for this kind of America that they want, and all these PACs, these political action committees, and they want you to donate money. How do you know that they aren't calling you from some other country wanting your credit card, or they're calling you and they're just going to get your credit card information? Don't do it. Just ignore all of that and just hang up. Political season's got everybody all in a twist. And you know what else with spamming? It's not just the fact that you're going to end up clicking and opening up a ad you don't want to see about something. They also will, if you open up those emails, it very quickly can take control of your computer and turn your computer into a spamming computer. They have a funny name for it. Let me see if I can find it. They call it a botnet. That's what they call these things. And they're nasty. And I had somebody send me an email the other day. I'm like, why are you sending me an email? I don't know you. And somebody had gotten control of their computer and was just using it as a machine. Now, another thing going on right now in terms of a warning is tax return season, right? It's time to get your taxes done. Get them done. Don't wait around to the very last minute. I know it's not a pleasant thing, and I am as guilty as the next person and not being in a big hurry to send my return in. But another thing that's on the rise are fraudulent, fake tax returns, where somebody gets a hold of your date of birth, your tax ID, your Social Security, your information, your address, telephone, all that stuff. And they use that to file a fraudulent tax return and get your refund and get your money that's due back to you. And then when you file your return, it's rejected. And they say, you've already sent your return in. So be on the lookout for this, because it's on the rise. And the simple fix, and again, it's going to sound like an oversimplification, but two things. Don't wait around. Get your return in. But the other thing, especially if you're going to get money back, and the other thing is be very careful with your personal ID information. I have a great example of how silly this can be. I go to the store I think it was one of the toy stores, okay, big box store. You can figure out which one. And I'm buying something for cash. And the guy asked me, well, can I get your telephone number? And starts asking. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, I'm buying this for cash. You don't need all that. You know, come on. Now, if you're giving them a credit card and they want your telephone number, I can understand that. But nobody should need your Social Security number for anything making a transaction. The only exception to that, which I give them begrudgingly and make them ask me twice, is going to a doctor. Okay, but because of the health insurance and all that, they want to file it. But you know, even then, you got to monitor your credit and kind of keep track, because you know, one of the things that happens is the crooks get in and they steal all the Social Security numbers at hospitals, and these things can happen. So be careful. The tax return thing, though, is something to really watch out for. And they get your refund, they cash the check, and they're off and running. And we've had this right here in Florida. We've seen it. And the IRS did a big sweep. And they did one at a sweep at the end of January. And it was 23 states they did. And over 900 people were being prosecuted for being involved with this tax return falsification. So it's a large issue to to be aware of. So I just want to share those things with you. Be on the lookout. Lisa, we got one more segment. We done. That's it. Wow. Boy, that went fast, didn't it, ladies and gentlemen? All right. I'm going to save the rest of my stack of stuff for our next show. Thanks for being with me.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.
You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.